This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. With about a month remaining in this year's Washington potato harvest, the outlook for growers appears to be pretty good. Matthew Bluo with the Washington Potato Commission says it's too early to give us a good assessment of the harvest, but if our reputation is any indication...
Here in the Columbia Basin, we grow more potatoes per acre than anywhere in the world. We have a very long season. We have these outstanding sandy soils that potatoes do very well in. And we have a lot of tremendous expertise here and great agricultural support.
And Blua says Washington potato quality is top-notch.
It's been widely recognized we grow a great potato, and most of our potatoes, at least from the Columbia Basin, go to processing. And they demand a really high-quality potato for processing. And processing, what I mean by that, are things like frozen French fries and tater tots and other kinds of products that frequently we see in restaurants and also in the frozen section of the grocery store, but also things like dehydrated potatoes.
With regards to harvest, he says the first round is almost complete, but there's still a ways to go.
We're basically just sort of at the end of our early potatoes, maybe even a little bit beyond that. We will start harvesting our late potatoes starting around now through October.
Tune in tomorrow for more on Washington potatoes and what the commission is up to with regards to soil health research to improve both potato quality and yield.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.